me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord this morning. Yes, we are blessed. We are blessed this morning because we woke up in the land of living one more time. Yes, we are with our right mind, with everything that we went to bed with yesterday. We might have woke up with it, but guess what? We don't have to keep it because God woke us up this morning, a new day, a new dawning where we can start things all over, a new beginning. On last night, the number 8 was spoken about, a new beginning. And this is the 8th month. We have a new beginning to start things all over. And that's the beauty of being a child of God. That's the beauty of knowing that God is with us at all times. And I just thank God on this morning that I can truly say that I am blessed, that my family is blessed, that my friends are blessed, that people that I do not know, you and you are blessed. And how do I know? Because you're on the line this morning, because you was given the gift of life this morning. You was given the gift of a new beginning this morning. And we're just going to thank God on this thankful unthankful, thirsty, and just be grateful for each and everything that he has given us. Have an attitude of gratitude at all times. Not sit back, not worry, not complain, but just thank him, because we are truly blessed, and we should tell him thank you at all times. Not for our circumstances, not for our situations, but the test, the strength, the endurance that we go through to make it through the end. So, yes, this morning, keep that in mind that you are blessed throughout today. When things are not going your way, or you feel that they're not going your way, take time out and bless the Lord. Take time out and thank him. Take time out and praise him. Take time out and worship him, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. And if you can, if everybody that's under the sound of my voice have something or some things that they can sit and say and to tell testimony after testimony why God is worthy to be praised. So make sure that you keep a praise on your mind, on your tongue, in your heart today, so we can let God know that he is worthy, and thank him for all the blessings that you, not that you got yesterday, but the ones that you got today. We must always keep a blessing on our tongues, on our lips, and in our hearts, because God continuously over and over and over bless us. Again, I say good morning as we go into prayer this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Lord Jesus, with humble hearts, Father God, just thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for waking us up one more day, Father, because there's so many, Lord Jesus, that did not get this opportunity right now, Father God, to tell you thank you, Lord Jesus, to say thank you, Father God, for allowing me to open my eyes, Father God, put my feet on the ground, Father God, just to get up and do the things that I did on yesterday, Father God. But wake up, Lord, with a different mindset, Lord. And I just thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that yesterday worries was yesterday, Father God. And that you woke me up this morning, Lord Jesus, running, Father God, running, Lord Jesus, to be in your presence, Father God. And I just thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for every person that's on this line, Lord Jesus, for those that couldn't make it on the line, Lord, that they're still here, Father God, that they have been given an opportunity, Lord Jesus, to get it right, to start over, to be in your presence, Lord, one more day, Father God, one more second, Lord Jesus, one more minute, Father God. And we just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person, Lord Jesus, that got up and called on your name this morning, Father God, knowing that you are the reason, Lord Jesus. I say it, I don't say it. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for our existence this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for breathing breath in us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for creating us in your image, Father God, for loving us so much, Father God, that you want us to keep going, Lord, pressing on, Father God, praising your holy name, Lord Jesus, just worshiping you, Father. When Satan comes up to attack us, Lord Jesus, we got a place to run, Father God, in your safety arms, Father God. We thank you on this Thursday morning, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to rain blessings down on us today, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch the sick and shut in this morning, Lord Jesus. If somebody on their bed right now, Lord Jesus, they've given up, Father, raise up, raise up, raise up and resurrect right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, all those, Father God, that have had death around them this morning, Father God. It's somebody, Lord Jesus, right now, wondering when it's going to be their time, Lord Jesus. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that spirit of death that you have brought upon yourself shall leave right now in the name of Jesus. God knows everything. He knows when it's your time. He knows when it's my time. Stop sitting and prematurely speaking your death into the atmosphere. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you speak in death. You speak in death over your situation. I say in the name of Jesus right now that you shall rise and you shall get up and you shall take the step and turn yourself around and start into a new way, a new beginning, a new life, and stop waddling in self-pity in the name of Jesus. It's not what I say, but it's what the Holy Spirit says. And we thank him, Lord, this morning. We give him all the praise and all the honor because he is worthy to be praised. As you go through your day, you know that Satan is going to come to attack you. That's why it is so important for you to put on your full armor of God and be prepared to fight any battles that come your way with the mindset that I am a conqueror. I am victorious. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because God continuously blessed me over and over and over. God has given me a voice. And I shall speak this voice. I shall speak to the things that are hindering me. I shall speak to the mountains, the obstacles, everything that are hindering me on this day. Why? Because God has blessed me. God has blessed me and gave me feet to walk in peace. And if I have to walk on the heads of scorpions, I will do it in victory and be victorious in doing it. God has gave me hands. The hands where I'm going to have the ability to do work for myself, to make things happen for me and not slumber and be lazy, but get up and build something for myself. God has gave me eyes on this morning. He has blessed me, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I can look through his eyes. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I don't see the things that I used to see, Father God. I don't look for the things that I used to look for, Father God, but I see you, Lord Jesus. And the more you walk with me, Father God, the more I want to be with you, Lord Jesus. The more I want to be in your presence this morning, Father God. Noonday, Lord Jesus. Afternoon, Father God. At all times, Lord Jesus. Because I'm not looking through my eyes anymore, Father God. I'm looking through your eyes, Lord Jesus. I see the beauty, Father God. I see the hate, Father God. I see the pain, Father God. But most of all, Lord Jesus, I see the love, Lord. And I thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for loving me and everybody that's on this phone and those that couldn't, Lord Jesus, unconditionally, Lord, not superficial, Father God, but that deep down love, Father God, that nobody else can give you, Lord Jesus, that special love, Father God. When man hates you, Lord Jesus, you still love me, Lord Jesus. No matter what I've done, Father God, you still love me, Father God. No matter what the naysayers, the hearsayers, the unbelievers say, Father God, you still love me, Father God. You still tell me, Lord Jesus, to walk into your presence, Father God. You still let me know, Father God, that you may have weeped last night, Lord Jesus. But joy came this morning, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I look, Father God, and I see forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Well, the time, Father God, where I sat and had baggage all over me, Lord Jesus, because Jesus. It brought me back to thoughts of deceit, Father God. But I didn't tell you this, Lord Jesus. To all the naysayers, to all the haters, if you didn't deceive me, if you didn't betray me, I wouldn't be who I am today. And that's in love with Jesus. That's in love with Jesus. I had to sit and go through some things. I had to sit and look at some things. But now when I look at them, all I can sit and see is the love of Christ, because he first loved me. And I thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every enemy, Father God, every frenemy, Father God, because all they did, Lord Jesus, was push me in your loving arms, Lord Jesus, so I can continue, Father God, to receive the blessings, Lord Jesus, that you have stored up for me, Father God. All the race is not run, Father, has been won, Father God. But I can't sit and tell you, Lord Jesus, not just me, others, Father God, is running, Father God. We're running, Lord Jesus, to stay on the same path that you are, Father God. We're running, Father God, to catch up, Father God, with all those blessings that went before us, Father God. But because we wasn't in the right position, Lord Jesus, we wasn't able to get them, Lord Jesus. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us this morning, Father God, and allowing us to see anew, Father God, allowing us to see what's ahead, Father God, that we should have had long time ago, Father God. And as we strive, Lord Jesus, to make a difference, Father God, as we strive, Father God, to get to that place, Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Father God, as you always do, Lord, never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Continue, Lord Jesus, to carry us through, Father God. Continue, Lord, to carry us through, Father God. Lord, I don't know, Father God, who has that spirit, Father God, of wanting to just get up right now, Father God. Lord, I ask you to tap them right now, Lord. Allow them to know, Lord, that you are there with them, Father God. And they don't have to give in. Things may look bleak. Things may not be going the way that they're supposed to go, Father God. But I tell you, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, pray for them. Let them speak to you, Father God. Do a new in them, Lord Jesus. Let them know, don't give up, Father God. Things are getting better, Father God. A change is coming, Lord Jesus. Touch their hearts right now, Father God. Touch them, Lord Jesus, wherever they're at, Father God. Yes, Lord, we worship you, Lord, in spirit and truth, Father God. We're not bound to a church building, Father God. We're not bound to a temple as they were in the Old Testament, Father God. But right now, on today, Lord Jesus, we can worship you right where we're at, Father God. Lord, put a spirit of worship over that person right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. Let them get up, Father God. Raise their hand in the air, Father God. Don't matter where they're at, Lord Jesus. If you want your child, excuse yourself and go in the presence of the Lord and let him know what your circumstances and situation is. He knows everything. But having a personal relationship with him, he still wants to commune and talk with you. Why? Because he blessed you. He blessed you to wake up. He blessed you into your newness right now, the month of August, the 8th month. And again, as we went through revival last night, the blood of God is still flowing. The blood of God is what got you up this morning and able to allow you to walk, allow your heart to pump, allow you to breathe in the name of Jesus. So don't sit and don't you hinder what God has for you. Don't you sit as Apostle Temple and let them blood clot suck you up. You get up. You get yourself together and know that God is with you at all times, that God wonderfully made you, and he wants you to be a success in this life. He wants you to stop sitting and worrying and getting on that telephone and complaining and talking about things that you have no business to be talking about. Talk about the love of God. Talk about the blood that never dies. Talk about his Holy Spirit that gives you the unction to sit. If you want to get up and dance, you get up and dance. Because God said when you worship in truth and spirit, that means that you are free. You are free of bondage. You are free from going through those different things that you're going through every single day of your life. You are free to sit and tell God that I love you, I worship you, I adore you, I exalt you. You are free to look over to your neighbor and tell them about the goodness of God and not worrying about how to be put in a prison cell or put someplace because people are trying to silence you. We are in a space right now where there's an urgency to talk about the word of God. It's an urgency to bring people to Christ. It's an urgency to let people know that God is a spirit and he cannot be contained. He's over there in Germany. He's over there in South Africa. He's over there in Italy. He's everywhere because he is a spirit and we do worship him in truth. And if you don't know how to worship God in spirit and truth, I send it at you. Do you have the Holy Spirit living within you? Because if you have the Holy Spirit living within you, the Holy Spirit will do the utterance for you. Living in spirit and truth is meaning that you are serving God. And we know that God is not a man. We know that God is a spirit. And we know that God is a man, that he is not a man and he shall not lie. So when you come to God, you can sit there and you can give a prayer. And in your prayer, you're sitting there and you're telling God one thing, but one thing about God. He knows all things. He knows the heart. He knows when you're sitting there and you're lying and you're being deceitful and conniving, but you're asking for something. You're asking for a blessing, but you haven't gotten your own self in order. Come to God in truth because he does know everything. He does want to bless us, but he's not going to bless your mess. He's not going to bless your life. He wants you to come to him wholeheartedly. Leave it on his table. Leave it at the throne. So when you go to the next person, you're able to sit and witness to them and tell them, yeah, I was a mess. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was this, but this is who I am today. I didn't have this, but this is what I have today. Why? Because I'm worshiping my Heavenly Father at all times without ceasing. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm consecrating myself. I'm asking God on a day-to-day basis, Lord, make me holier than I was the next day. Make me newer, Father. Make creating me a clean heart, Father God. Don't let me walk around in this with this same heart, Father God. But remove, Lord Jesus, anything that's not like you, Father God. Remove people, Father God, that's hindering me, that's in my way, Father God. Don't matter if it's family, Lord Jesus. Don't matter if it's a long time friend, Father God. Because, Lord, all I want, Father, is every obstacle, Lord Jesus, that's in my way to be moved, Father God. I don't want anything obstructing me, Father God. I've had obstruction all my life, Lord Jesus. You're giving me a new beginning, Father God. I want to walk in that place, Father God. I want to talk in that place, Father God. I want to do everything, Lord Jesus. I'm tired of going backwards, Father God. I'm ready to move forward, Lord Jesus. And I know, Father God, that you will carry me through, Father God. Why, Lord Jesus? Because the word of God tells me. Why, Lord Jesus? Because I've had experience, Lord Jesus, that only you and you and you only, Father God, that could have brought me out of those experiences. Man couldn't do it, Father God. Only you, Lord Jesus. Only you, Father God. So, Lord, I know, Father, the things that you have planned for me, Father. And I know that there are great things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And that's where I want to be, Father God. That's where I want my mindset to be this morning, Father God. And today and forevermore, Lord. I don't want to keep going around the same mountain over and over and saying, oh, this time I got it. No, on today, Lord Jesus, I want to decree and declare that I got it right this time, Lord, so I can go over the next hurdle, Father God, not take three steps back, Father God, and run and try to jump over the hurdle and fall, Lord, and and have to lift my hands up to thee and ask you to pick me up, Father God, but to run over the hurdle, Lord Jesus, and ask you what's next, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I sit and say on today, Lord, use me, Father God. Use everybody, Father God, that's on this broadcast, Father, that's in a place, Lord Jesus, to receive anything that you have for them, any assignment that you have for them, Father God. Nor, Lord Jesus, that we will be persecuted. Nor, Lord Jesus, that we are sheep going out to the wolves, Father God. Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to prepare in us, Father God, the things that you have for us, to give us the endurance, Father God, to give us the strength, Father God, to give us the perseverance, Lord Jesus. Just continue, Father God, to let us move on, Father. When Satan thinks he has us down, Lord Jesus, let us get right back up, Father God, in a fighting stance and letting them know you can't have nothing that God has blessed me with. I am a true child of God, and I deserve everything that he has for me. I command in the name of Jesus for things that are hindering me to be moved right now in the name of Jesus. And we will continue, Lord Jesus, to praise your name, Father God, throughout the day, throughout the night, Father God. We will sit, Lord Jesus, and make you the highest priority in our life, Lord Jesus. Not put you on the nightstand, Lord Jesus. And when 11:59 p.m. come up, Father, we sit and say, oh, I have to say a quick prayer to you, Lord, before the next day come in, Father God. But we will continually pray and praise you and worship you throughout the day, Lord Jesus, keeping you first, Father God, in all things, Lord, so we can be successful, Lord Jesus, in all things, Father God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to soften the hearts, Father God. Soften the hardened hearts, Lord. Go into the chest wall, Father God, and take that all of those things that harden the arteries, Father God. All of things, Lord, that's keeping the blood to flow, your blood, Father God, into the veins, the vessels, the arteries, the caterpillars, anything that's holding you, Father God, from getting to where your blood needs to run through, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to renew our mind, Father God. Renew our mind, Lord Jesus. Give us a complete transformation, Lord, of the mind, Father God. Not let us sit and think about old things, Lord, but to walk into our newness, Lord Jesus, to keep us, Father God, safe and out of harm's way, and knowing, Lord Jesus, that you and only you are the person that can take us to the next level, Lord Jesus. And on this day, Father God, August the 6th, Father God, 2020, Lord Jesus, we stand in agreement, Father God, for all of those that are willing and ready to receive you, Lord Jesus, and to apply you, Lord Jesus, and to obtain your salvation, Father God, so we can move on, Lord Jesus, and we can go about the world, Father God, and tell about your goodness, Lord Jesus. Not talk about Paul's story, not talk about John's story, not talk about Silas, but talk about what God has done for me and you, because there is a story, there is a testimony that you need to hear on this day. Weeping may endure, but I will sit and tell you this, because I can speak it for myself. Joy cometh in the morning. And that joy is when you are able to get up, put the past behind you, get up and walk and get your poise together and walk like a stallion that you are. Not paying attention what's going on to your left or your right, but you're poisefully walking. Not worrying about the daggers that's going in your back, but you continue to poisefully walk. Not worrying about what people saying about you, you are poisefully walking, because you are walking to a higher prize. You are walking to a crown of righteousness, so nothing and nobody else makes a difference to you. Nothing, no different. Different things don't make a difference to you. Different people don't make a difference to you. What different people have to sit and say don't make a difference to you. It's what God says to you. It's what God is putting inside of you. And that is what you are standing on this day, August the 6th, 2020, the blessings of the Lord, because they are here. All you need to do is put things to the side, things that are not in the will of God, and move forward. Move forward with your marching orders, being suited and booted, and not letting anything, and asking God on a day-to-day, a second-to-second, his strategy. What are we going to do now, Father? Where are we going to go today, Lord Jesus? What am I to say, Father God, to that? Seeking ye first the kingdom of God and knowing that God is going to answer you. Why do you know that God is going to answer to you? Because you've already formed that personal relationship with him. You already know that the blessings that he has given you. You already know that he has healed you. You already know that he has delivered you from whatever had you rotten, whatever had you sitting with your mind all caged up. He's already healed you physically. He's already healed you mentally. He's already healed you spiritually. All you need to do is get up and try Christ. Try Christ and know that he is there with you. He is the person. His Holy Spirit is going to take you from one step to the next. As we sit and we think about all of the negatives, and those negatives come out of our mouths, we are sitting and putting a stumbling block before us. We are sitting and putting a hindrance before us. But start speaking negative things, positive things over your life. Start talking to your situation and know that God is God all by himself. It's some people that's right now on holy ground. They are living on holy ground. They are sitting and realizing that they are in the presence of the Lord. So every walk, every step that they take, they're very, very, they know, they're very conscious of everything that they're doing because they know that God, they are in the presence of the Lord. That's what all of us need to be. That's what we need to be right now on today. God woke you up. You have an opportunity to start afresh. To start new, do it today in the name of Jesus. Do not get left behind because you want to still lay there and waddle and self-pity and gossip and do the things that you're doing. No, leave the old behind and walk into the blessings that that God has for you. If you were not important to God on this morning, you wouldn't have been in the number. And I'm going to say that again. If you were not important to God, today you wouldn't have been in the number because he knows all things. He knows the day knew you before you were born, and he knows the day that you were transitioned. So I sit and say to you, stop putting things before your blessings. Walk into this new season of new beginning, but don't walk in it casually. Walk in it with a sense of urgency. Walk in it where every single day of your life, you don't know when and what is going to happen to you. But one thing that you do know, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and that you have salvation, and that salvation will give you eternal life. So what we need to do today, if you did not get it, is to worship God in truth and spirit, to let old things pass away, to receive, to open your arms, not just your arms, your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, and allow the Holy Spirit, just welcome the Holy Spirit into your home, into your body, into yourself. And your workplace, your vehicle, everything, your kids' mind, their body, they may not be able to do it. But one thing that you want to know is that God is the God of everything. And he it cannot be contained. And if you ask him and put yourself in a place, reposition yourself into a place where God can lead you and he can guide you, you can, as the song say, be blessed. Be blessed. Stop looking for big things. Look for the small things that God is doing for you. When you can sit and handle the small things, then your territory will be enlarged. Your territory, but it's not that we're not going to go through things. It's how you go through it. Are you going to go through it with the mindset, same mindset, and let Satan and his imps control you? Or are you going to go through it knowing that you are in the arms of the Most High, resting and going through whatever it is that you need to go through? I sit and say on today, try Christ, let go, let God, receive the blessing that God has for you today and this 8th month, August 6, 2020. Write it down, journal it, and start asking God to remove the things that is not of him, so you can see all the blessings that he has for you. You may not get them overnight. You may not get them in a month. But just know that God, that they are there. They are there because God did not put us on earth to live in poverty. God did not put us on earth to sit and constantly go through the different mind battles that we're going through every day. God wants us to rest. God wants us to be nurtured by his Holy Spirit. God wants us to spiritually grow and know that it was him and only him that got you to the place where you're able to be free, where you're able to dance, where you're able to shout when everybody else sitting down with their legs crossed and worried about what their neighbor going to say. I sit and tell you right now, you sit there with a closed mouth, you sit there and worry about what the next person say, you allowing your blessings to move over you and maybe go to the next person that's willing to serve God, to recognize God, and to know that God wants to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. So we will leave this broadcast today asking you to sit. Pay attention to the words that God is bringing out right now. I don't know if you all were on the broadcast on the revival last week and then last night. God is saying some things. And if you did not understand the things that God was saying, you might need to go back to the drawing board, because you do not want to miss the movement that he has right now. See, God had a movement when he dealt with the Israelites, but they complained, they grumbled, they did all types of things to the point, what did he have to do? Open up the earth and get rid of thousands of them. We don't want to be in that situation. We don't have to be in that situation. God gave us saving grace and mercy. He gave us, when Jesus came down, he made a new way for us. Because if we had to live in the Old Testament, none of us would be here today. Not one of us. Because when it was so hard, the law was so hard that people could not do what God wanted them to do. That's why our Lord and Savior had to come on the scene and walk the walk and talk the talk and tell of the goodness of his Father. And this is what we need to do on today. So if people are hindering you, if you have stumbling blocks, if you have little faith, if you have hatred in your heart, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, start moving those plaques out of your system. Move them out. Move them in the name of Jesus, so you can receive the blessings that God has for you in the name of Jesus. God is good. He's good all the time. He will sit in our darkest days and bring us light. On our days when we feel like that we cannot go any further, God is our strength. He is our guide. God never leaves us nor forsake us. We leave him. We forsake him. And when we do, and when we make a conscious decision to run back, oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. I know God has a smile on his face so large that no, it cannot. We know he's a spirit, so it cannot be contained. But his heart is pumping because he realized that that blood that was shed on Calvary wasn't shed just because. It was shed because of a reason. It was shed because of a purpose. It was shed because he loved us unconditionally. So please, I charge you on today to realize the time, the hour, the second, the minute that you are in now. God is using his faithful vessels, those that accepted the calling, to say, I will go where you want me to go. I will do where you what you want me to do. Father, I no longer have a life of self, but I'm selfless to you, Lord Jesus. Lead me and guide me. It's people out there. It's true people out there that's willing to sacrifice their own life, sacrifice everything that God has given them just to save sinners like you and I. I urge you to get yourself in a place where you are under the right leadership, the right direction, and the people that you are serving under are serving God in spirit and truth, and their actions is walking, their walk is speaking for themselves. Their talk, they don't even have to talk because God is doing everything. The light shines within them, outside of them, all around them. Everything that they touch, It prospers into a great thing. It does not fail. Their mind, God is constantly speaking to their mind so they can sit and tell the people what the true and unadulterated word is on today. Learn to leave the old behind. Walk into your blessings of today. Know that the blood of Jesus will never fail. It is not going anywhere. It's going to continuously move up and down the mountains and the valleys, wherever it needs to be in your life. You need to ask yourself, where are you and how can I get what God has for me? And I pray that on today, that the Lord has spoken to someone and somebody will be delivered on today. Not under the sound of my voice, but because they have truly invited Christ into their life to be their Lord and Savior. And they have truly listened to the things that God is putting out in the atmosphere, the great things, the blessings of God, the promises of God, the deliverance that he is putting in the place right now, healing, wonders, miracles, signs. Pay attention to the things that are surrounding you and then reposition yourself where you're able to receive the blessings that God has for you. One thing about the Holy Spirit, you may sit and have in your mind that you're going to say and do one thing, but the Spirit of God is going to say something else. There is a lot of broken hearts. There are a lot of wounded people right now. There are people that are sitting and feeling like that they just can't go any further, especially because of the different things that's going on in the world right now, the pandemic, the laws that are changing, the evictions have been lifted, the workmen, the money that they get for not being able, you know, not working, unemployment funds are getting ready to decrease. So in your mind, you may be sitting and saying there are billions of people that may be homeless. There are billions of people that may want. I sit and say this is a great time of intercession because this is when we need to start interceding for those people so they may receive the blessings of God. They may know it's time to witness. And as my sister Monica say, as you're witnessing, don't forget about those that you have witnessed to. You still take them with you. You still intercede. But most of all, let people know that ABM is Awakening Deliverance Ministry. Again, Awakening Deliverance Ministry is here to teach you the truth and an unadulterated word. We're not going to sugarcoat anything to you. We're not going to get up and sit and proselyte to you and tell you tomorrow if you sold $33 that you would get $33,000 back. But you will get a man of God that lays before God day in and day out to intercede for us, his ABM family, but not just us. Everybody that God placed in his spirit. So I urge you on today to find you. And if you don't have a church home, ABM can be your church home. Because right now we're not in a building, but we are all over this land. We are all over this land because we do things in spirit and truth. And we are, I've already said that God cannot be contained. Prophecies come through, prophecies that are real, prophecies that are true, prophecies that are seen, not something that you still waiting on. Prophecies that came forth within 3 months, 3-4 months of them being spoke about. So I sit and I urge you to continue when we're on the broadcast at night, even on the daytime. You never know when our prophet is going to appear. You sit and you tune in and you make a conscious decision that today, August 6th, 2020, is the day that I choose to surrender all. I choose to let God meet me just where I am. So all the ugly things that I may have going on, my ugly will turn into beauty. My old unforgiving ways will turn into forgiveness. My hatred will turn into love. Why? Because I'm serving under someone that leads and lives by that same way. So on this morning, I just pray that you all have a beautiful day in the Lord, that you sit and ask God and talk to God. And let him know, and just thank him. Don't ask him for anything. Just thank him for all the blessings that he has given you just this morning. Don't talk about yesterday. Talk about now, the now moment. Talk about the things, the blessings that you want, that you want throughout the day. Don't go back into the past. God is a now God. He's a God that can meet you right where you're at right now. ABM loves you, but God loves you best. We will see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God, again, just give him his thankful today on this thankful Thursday and thank him for all the blessings that he has given you. Peace.